In a world where there's millions of podcasts out there, and they all sound alike, and they all rip each other off, we are nothing like those shows. You choose to listen to Mega Hour. Warning, listener discretion is advised.
Well, here we are again, J-Rock.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Or two. You finally climbed out from underneath your proverbial rock to talk wrestling.
Or just to talk.
Just to talk. We're just basically recording a phone conversation between us.
Yeah.
Which can get kind of lively sometimes.
Sure.
Right. So, what's been going on with you? It's been, I seriously don't even remember our last show.
Yeah, you made me delete it.
Well,
you made me go back and delete it.
Well, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
That was the best show we ever did.
I don't know about that, but
circumstances that I won't get into.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, so, exactly.
I just been, so we were trying to buy a house or a property to live on, and no, didn't happen. So the market is still kind of crazy out there. It's wild. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, you know, in true podcast fashion, it went haywire for a second.
Well, the app has changed. It's not Anchor anymore. It's Spotify for podcasters.
Yeah, you know, I saw that on my phone a while ago. I'm like, what the heck is this? Did I get a special app because I have a podcast that I never do? I was like, wow, that's amazing. But I guess everybody has it.
Well, you know, you know, you bought your house, which is probably with no problems, right? I mean, this was making us stay up at night, like worrying us to death, you know? So we were 0 for 6 on offers.
I know.
It's a lot.
I was so desperate for a house right after my divorce or during the divorce. It's like, I told you. It's been on the show before. I was living in my grandparents' basement, and I was like, this can't go on for too long here. Uh-huh. So I was like, I mean, I literally, you know, had to pay over asking price.
Well, yeah, we were offering, you know, over asking price as well. It's just that you got investors with cash, and the seller usually takes that.
cash seller.
Yeah, cash offer. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't think that they were going to let us renew our lease here.
Why?
I don't know, because we had got one neighbor that complains about us. So,
oh, I see. Yeah.
And we didn't really want to renew our lease either. We wanted, you know, to get out.
Right.
But yeah, it just got to the point where we were like offering $20,000 over asking price, and we were just like, this is ridiculous.
You offered $20,000 over asking?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a lot over asking.
It didn't win.
that is insane. I did not know the housing market was that. It must be I mean, I haven't been in the housing game for a while now, but it must have gotten worse.
Like, I don't know. So we decided to do it. Excuse me. Wow.
You know what everybody tells me when I don't get something that I really wanted was, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
That's what they say. But, I mean, if we're going to pay brand new, like, if we're going to pay top dollar for something, it might as well be brand new. So we're going to wait a year and do it again.
You going to build?
Maybe.
Oh, there you go. There you go, J-Rock. Well, we got we had tornadoes go through this area here last night.
Yeah.
I rode the storm out at a wine bar, which was pretty fun. And the bartender came over to us and he was like, do you guys like want to go downstairs or, you know, or anything like that? And there was other people at the bar, so we weren't being ridiculous. We're like, no, we're not leaving our wine. And we just stood there and they're like, okay. Or we sat there and everybody was like, okay, that's cool. Like, all right.
Did you protect the corn from getting damaged?
Did I protect the corn that hasn't even been planted yet?
I'm sure it's planted somewhere.
Somewhere, I'm sure it is. I know nothing about corn. I don't know when they do the corn. I don't know. I'm not a farmer.
Well, I mean, your jokes are corny.
No.
Yes.
My jokes are horny.
Yeah, they're corny.
Oh, okay. They're pretty good.
For me to poop on.
Ah, they're better than your jokes, Mr. I have no jokes. You know what I guarantee you this is that I put a poll on and say, like, whose jokes are cornier, mine or J-Rock's, and who would win?
You would win.
No, you would win. You win everything.
You would win the poll of the corniest.
I could literally be, who is the best Michael John between James J. Rock and Michael John, and you would win.
Well, you know.
You know?
I don't know what to tell you.
And the last poll I lost, I thought I was going to win. I don't even remember, like, what the question was. Do you remember what it was?
Who would you rather party with?
Who would you rather party with?
Yeah.
I lost.
You had a decisive lead for a minute.
For a minute. That was probably the lead I had when I voted for myself. I think you can do that. And then I quickly went to the Mega Power page and voted for myself.
There you go.
And yeah, so, you know, then I went scorched earth on Twitter, just lashing out at everybody because I never win. And
I mean, I knew you were going to lash out. You were getting arguments with somebody, Packer fans or something like that.
There was a Bear fan, I can't remember his name, but like he's like buddies with a lot of Packer fans, and he said it all started like he hopes Jordan Love does good, blah blah blah, and I kind of took umbrage with that, and it's just, and then it just like spiraled from there. I was getting comments from everybody about how much of an idiot I am and how much of a dick I am. So I don't think I ignored any of the comments. I went after everybody if they commented towards me.
Well, the funny thing is, like, when they attack somebody's looks, that they don't have a picture of themselves up there, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know.
That's just the most cowardice thing to ever.
Some guy said I looked like a 4-string high school running back.
I mean, that's a good thing, right?
I mean, I didn't think that was. I mean, it could be a lot worse. I mean, 4-string, I never see the field, but you could look a lot worse than a 4-string running back. I think.
Someone called you a homophobe too. I had to come in there and make a zinger.
Oh yeah, like how do they call you that? You're the gayest guy I know, or something like that. Yeah, that was so funny. Yep. It was that comment came about because I didn't like a little dance that a 13-year-old supposed drag queen was doing. Like, that was just It was just gross, and I don't know, for some reason that turned into me being a homophobe, which I don't
yeah,
know.
That was that was different situations, I guess, Packer fans and then that.
Yeah.
But compared to Packer fans, they were just layering up on you for a few days, it seemed like.
I know, they were.
But I think it's great because you actually trolled on your own account. So that's where that's a start. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's baby steps to a better captain. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just like laughing my ass off at these comments and stuff. I'm like, well, I'm glad he's using his own account this time, man. He's taking some accountability. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And some guy, I remember some guy, it's funny, I don't remember hardly anything that the guy I originally started the argument with or even what his name was, but I remember some of the comments that the other people gave me. Something about, what was I going to say? Who even are you? Because I said something about, because people were going to my page and stuff, you know, and like, I don't know, like making fun of my shirtless pics or something like that. And I said something like, I got to go into a meeting right now. I want to thank all my new fans for visiting my page. So I get done with my meeting and I like immediately check Twitter, you know, because it was like my life for that last 2 days, you know, when I was going nuts with everybody. And the guy was like, who even are you? Like they legitimately thought that I was meaning that I was an actual big star in all my new fans. And I was like, well, you're tweeting me, my friend.
Yeah.
Got him good. I got him good. So anyway, I'm sorry to, you know, if I offended anybody, but you guys all pissed me off.
No, you were just triggered. And that,
very triggered.
Yeah. That led to your meltdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Public mm-hmm. meltdown again.
Yep, those will happen sometimes. You know, I've put up a lot of shit the last couple of years. I can't handle some stuff, and there we go.
When you take it out on everybody else.
exactly.
Oh, I think we all saw it coming. If you're going to lose that poll, you're going to go ape shit again. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before I put a poll up again.
That's why I think Elon Musk is changing the poll thing now. So, might not be any more polls.
Oh, right. Only like paid subscribers can vote in polls now, right?
So, yeah, something like that. So mm-hmm. get you a couple of paid subscribers and you win.
I will not pay $8 for Twitter. I'm just not going to do that. You know, well,
your choice, dude. Do you want to win or you want to lose?
Yeah, but then I would only win because I'm the nerd that's paying for Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like I don't want to do that. You know, I went and test drove some cars this morning.
What kind of
car? Oh,
sports cars.
You know, no, I
got midlife crisis.
No, I wish, but I've got like 19,000 children, so you know that wouldn't be practical. You know, I looked at like this thing called a Traverse. It's pretty nice. You know, it's pretty practical. It's kind of nice looking and.
Isn't that a Chevy?
Yeah, it's a Chevy.
Don't get a Chevy.
Why?
Because they're crap.
Are they?
Yeah.
And then I looked at an Escalade, which I thought was super nice, and I love it. But I just think it would be trashed within 2 days of my kids being in there.
Get you a Toyota, man. Those things will last forever.
You know, I've heard that about Toyotas and Hondas.
Yeah. Well, Honda doesn't really make like a cool SUV. Toyota does. They got like several.
They do?
Yeah, they got like a 4Runner, Highlander, and a Sequoia or something like that, maybe.
Okay. Yeah,
pretty nice. They last a while. I got my car paid off. It's been paid off for a little bit, so I'm enjoying no car payments.
Yeah, no car payments is nice. Yeah. My grandpa is a big you know, they're like, hey, buy American, blah, blah, blah. And I get that sentiment. I get it. I appreciate it. But like I told him, I was like, I know, but Grandpa, I was like, you know, if I get a foreign car that my mechanic even tried to talk me into because they're not in the shop very much.
Right.
Like he's like, it's always American cars. And I was like, Grandpa, is America going to pay my mechanic bill, my car bill when it breaks down? No, It's not.
No. So a Subaru also.
Subarus.
Yep.
Yep. I can't see myself driving a Subaru.
They're really nice, though. They've got some that are really nice. They're pricey. You know, they hold their value just like Toyotas do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. I'd stay away from Ford and Chevy, period. And
yeah.
And General Motors and all that stuff.
I just make shit for it to break down.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's what they do. So, okay. So, while we were gone, the Chicago Bears have traded the number one draft pick.
Yes.
To the Carolina Panthers, the home state.
To my Carolina Panthers. My second favorite team. No, I'm kidding.
You don't have a second favorite team.
No, I don't have a second favorite team.
Nah, I question people that have second favorite teams.
Yes.
You know, I don't like it.
They made the trade. I thought it was a pretty good trade.
Yeah, so did I.
Especially before free agency to see what, you know, they can do. And they really didn't do a whole lot in free agency. I mean, they signed some linebackers.
Right. Our linebackers are good.
But our lines aren't good. Our
lines are horrible. Why aren't we signing any defensive linemen?
Or offensive linemen.
Well, we signed that guy from the Titans. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Davis.
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, I still see him rumors about that Clowney and that guy from the Colts. He's got a weird last name.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
Yannick.
Yannick Ngakoue. You're right. Yeah. I've heard of that guy before. He's pretty good. I don't know why we're not signing him.
Well, he's good going after quarterback. They're not so good stopping the run. So
we need a mean mother trucker in there trying to get the quarterback.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I agree. I would sign a couple more defensive linemen right now. You know, there's some decent ones out there that won't, you know, cost you anything. We got tons we got tons of money. So the draft's going to be kind of, I don't know. I think maybe they could trade down again a couple spots and get like a little mini haul. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Especially if a quarterback falls. So, you know, I look forward to that.
Yeah. Whatever we can, if we can trade down and get more shit, do it.
I just think if their first pick isn't a lineman on either front, like, fan base is going to go crazy.
Oh God. Just don't draft that wide receiver from Ohio State.
They need a cornerback too, you know?
Yeah, that Gonzalez from Oregon.
Yeah,
I guess he's pretty good. I mean, that'd be a fine pick. Or, you know, I've been hearing a lot about that big dude from Ohio State. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I knew anything about him before the draft process, but just what I've seen of him, like, now that, you know, people are focusing on him, he looks pretty damn good. That Paris Johnson.
I think Paris Johnson would be the pick. Like at nine, if we stay there, but if you get, it's like we just they're making the pick so transparent,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it's so obvious, we're either going to pick this dude, and you know what if some team jumps us and takes them, then what?
Right,
you just got to trade down.
Then what are we going to do?
Yeah, I guess take another tackle at nine, but you know. If he's not there, you know, you got to trade down. At least try to trade down. That would be ideal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. You do. Man, I was out late last night. I'm, like, kind of struggling. Tons of coffee.
Hung over, huh?
Not really. No, not really hung over. It was just, you know.
You sound old.
I'm 41. I drink a lot of wine on Fridays and I got up early to go to the gym because my son was supposed to have baseball games about a town about an hour away and got canceled. So, which I figured it would, but he didn't tell me it got canceled until like the last minute. So, you know.
So, you dyed your hair?
No. Okay. I knew you were going to bring this up.
Just say yeah.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
It's blonde.
It's not blonde. It's not what I intended to do. Okay. So I've got gray spots on top of my hair, right? And I hate it. It just doesn't look right. It's not like the peppered look, you know, like the George Clooney look. It's literally just random spots. And so I comes in a bottle and you spray it on and it like will color it then like the color of your hair. So I got tired of doing that, right? I got tired of doing that. What's so funny? And then,
like last time you mentioned you were taking Propecia, and then I went on Twitter and said, listen to the new show. Captain's taking something for his hair loss, and it was a dude spray painting his top of his head.
No, it was it's different than that.
So, but you still spray painting the top of your head?
No. I was spraying like the gray spots.
Yeah, I know, on top of your head. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Anywho, so I went to the hair place I go to, a hairstylist, whatever you want to call it. It's not a barber shop. It kind of is a barber shop. I don't know. And I was like, listen, I want just color the top of my hair gray. Like do it, blend it in with up there. And then I can stop spraying my damn hair and everything like that. And they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. Turned out blonde. Like, I was like, okay. And she's like, well, you know how dark your hair is. You know, it's hard to get the gray in. I'm like, all right, you probably should have told me that before we started this 2-hour process, but you know.
So now you look like Goldmember.
No. I actually think I look pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know,
so they,
I'm bringing the tinted.
She put hair dye on your hair? Is that what she did?
Uh-huh.
Yep, you know the chemicals make your hair fall out, right?
Oh, listen, I've done it one time, and like I used to get the blonde tips in my hair, so that's been a while. But I've done it one time. I don't think I'm gonna do this again because you know I wasn't going for the blonde hair look.
Right. So that tweet that I tweeted, it does ring true. You are the gayest.
Right, exactly.
You're taking Propecia, you're getting your hair dyed.
No, you know what? I stopped taking the Propecia.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, I don't know what to do anything. I just use Rogaine, you know. It's okay. Holding on, okay. Like I feel like Michael, you're doing too much. That's what I said to myself.
Yeah. What if your stylist just tells you you just gotta let it go?
Oh shit, I would cry. I would literally cry if they said that to me.
I don't go to a barber either. I got a lady that cuts my hair for, you know, past few years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really nice older lady.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Always tip her good and stuff, you know. She, you know,
how much you tip her?
Like seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, I tip my her. She's, I guess she's a hairstylist.
Yeah.
I think the haircuts come to like $30, and I give her 40, so I give her $10 tip.
The haircuts is $30?
Haircut is $30, yeah.
Holy crap. All right. Well, mine's 12.
12?
Yeah. Yeah, 12.
Well, you know.
You must be going to like a super hot chick that does your hair, right?
Yeah, that's
what you're paying.
These are, you know, it's like a cool person. It's like a cool curtain, like barbershop type thing. Like you got to be cool to go in there.
Oh, you got to be cool.
Yeah,
you got to be a schmuck to go in there and pay $30 for a haircut.
Hey, everybody's got to make a living.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're getting different shit done. You're getting frosted tips and dye and all that stuff. Of course, she's gonna charge you more, dude. Of course, you got to tip more.
Listen, I didn't go in there with the intent of getting frosted tips. It was just how the gray turned out in my hair. Like, she didn't put enough gray in the dye or whatever. I don't know.
So she was going to dye your hair gray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your whole head gray.
Right. Yeah.
Why would you want your whole head gray?
Because I literally have white blonde, white gray spots like just scattered around my hair, not just on the top, but also on the sides and the back. It's weird. So I was like, just color this shit.
Well, you know how you distract people from looking at you? You grow like a goatee and mustache and all that stuff. That's you grow that.
Oh, kind, no.
Kind of like what Vince McMahon's doing right now with that little cheesy mustache he's got going on.
What is with that mustache?
I don't know. It's pretty funny, though.
It is funny. I've had like a 5 o'clock shadow thing on my face for a few months now. Seems to be working for me.
Yeah, grow the beard out.
I can't, man. It gets itchy.
That's why you use moisturizer to get the itch out.
I don't know, man.
You see how gray my beard is, right? You know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like I can't color it, man, because like I'm allergic to the dyes. So.
Oh, you could spray it.
Yeah, maybe. You know, if we go out somewhere out of town and we want to look nice and stuff. I mean, sometimes. We could do that.
Yeah.
I don't spray it. I let her do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, same thing. That's cool.
Yeah, but it's a
term. Your goatee could probably be like in some kind of beard magazine.
No, because I trimmed it up. I trimmed it up pretty short.
Yeah.
So I'll start all over again.
Yeah, like the color that the gray that was in like your goatee was what I was hoping for, that my hair on top would look like to blend in with the gray that's already there.
Right.
You know, and it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
Right. So cool.
Yeah. You look like Goldmember's son, you know?
Yeah. Goldmember's son.
Yeah. Yeah. Got the golden hair now.
That movie wasn't even good.
The Austin Powers one?
The third one. No, that wasn't good.
I like that character. It was pretty funny.
Did you?
Yeah, it was all right.
I like
gold.
Yeah, I couldn't even say any lines from that movie because I saw it once and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I like gold.
Uh-huh.
You puffing on a cigar?
Yeah, man, I got to. Remember when I used to do Fireball during the show? Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days, all right.
Yeah, and you used to slam some beers. Are you slamming a beer right now?
I mean, I do it tonight. I did last night, and we're going to watch WrestleMania tonight.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
So I drank some tonight. Yeah.
We're going to get into WrestleMania. You know what I wanted to talk about real quick was, you remember how excited I was for Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, how could I forget?
Okay, like I freaked out, and like they did all these cool things leading up to his return, like freaking barcodes and whatever, scan things, and like he comes back, he gets a huge ovation, and then like, you know, nothing really happened after he came back. He kind of played this nervous Nelly type of guy, and he had that Mountain Dew match. And that was horrible. Now he's gone, and now he's just gone, and now I'm thinking, well, are they just doing this so that, because you know, I think Lashley is without an opponent at WrestleMania, and I mean, are they just going to bring the Fiend back?
But isn't that because Brock, they wanted Brock and Bray to do something, and Brock turned it down.
I heard that. I don't know. Who knows if that's true.
He turned it down. He would rather do something with Bobby, but they didn't go that route.
Well, Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar wrestled
like all times. It's like
Royal Rumble.
It's like Brock and Roman. They just go back and forth.
Yeah.
So I just don't.
What? No, go ahead.
I just. How do you not have an opponent name for at WrestleMania?
Well, that's the thing. As I was thinking, like, okay, they took Bray Wyatt off TV, and he's gonna have a mystery opponent, something like that. Which I kind of like the mystery opponent type deal. Like, remember when I think it was Rollins last year had a mystery opponent? And it was Cody Rhodes.
Everybody knew it was gonna be Cody.
That's still wild to me. That Cody Rhodes was like the face of AEW, and now he's in the main event at WrestleMania. But, you know, like, would this be a good way to just reintroduce the Fiend? Like, oh, here's the Fiend now. We know Bray's back. He's gone for a little bit. Who's Lashley's opponent? The Fiend.
How many times are you going to reintroduce the Fiend?
They haven't reintroduced him at all.
They already know who they know what he's about and who he is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is it? Is it Bray's fault? It's not Triple H's, right? He was trying to give him his push, second push or whatever. So who's dropping the ball here?
I think it's Bray Wyatt.
You think Bray's dropping the ball?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just
the thing is like they had so much time to build up to his return and to talk about, hey, this is what we're gonna do. This is how you are when you come back. This is gonna be the story. This is gonna be your character. They had all this time to discuss this and to talk about and agree with it or disagree with it, come to a compromise, and there we go.
Yeah.
And it's just like he appeared at what was it, SummerSlam or something like that. And then after that, it was just kind of like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah,
what is going on with Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
And then you got Uncle Howdy.
That's, you know, that was horrible.
You hate that, but I love the mystery, you know, scary type guys in wrestling. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to see where that was going, and like, you know, Alexa Bliss kept getting teased by it, and like, I don't know. This major, I think Bray Wyatt is he's a creative, he's so creative in his own mind, right? And he just, if it's not going exactly his way, it seems like he just throws a fit and doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well, maybe he should just like make horror movies or something, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because as wrestling goes, he can't really go like a normal match, it doesn't seem like. It's got to be smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, because we know he can't wrestle in the ring.
But he did wrestle, but was it just masked by because he was in the Wyatt family?
I like the Wyatt family. The Wyatt family was cool. And then
that was cool.
Yeah. Is WWE dropped the ball on everybody they brought back?
Well,
they brought back Cross. They brought back Cross. They dropped the ball on him. Like, what's he doing now? Like, I don't really hear anything about him.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt. Who else did they bring? I know they brought back a crap ton of people. And
well, Braun Strowman. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Braun is what he is. I don't know if they really dropped the ball with Braun Strowman. I don't know. I would say Bray Wyatt, yes. That has kind of fizzled out. The Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good. Mee Chin, or remember she joined the AJ Styles group that I love. The Club.
Uh-huh.
She was in there for a while, and now that's done, and I don't know what she's doing. And then Gallows and Anderson, their whole shtick was being with AJ. Well, AJ got hurt, so now they're kind of off somewhere.
Yeah. I think rumors are that Brian Cage might be going to WWE.
I heard he was on his way out of AEW.
I like Brian Cage. I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a Vince McMahon looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why. I don't know why he didn't make it in AEW. I don't know.
Probably too big.
Probably. Oh man, it's a good cigar. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see. I don't know if Lashley's scheduled for tonight or tomorrow night, because I'll be interested to see who his opponent is.
Yeah,
maybe it's that LA night. Who knows?
I wish the Roman Cody match was a night. I could actually stay up and watch it, you know. But
yeah,
that's on night two. Well, I remember a few months ago they're talking about Roman main eventing both nights.
Mm-hmm.
What's the main event tonight?
I believe it's the Usos versus Zayn and Owens.
Oh, okay.
A tag match main eventing WrestleMania.
Right.
They didn't think we'd see that ever. And I think, for some reason, I think the Usos are going to drop the titles tonight. I think so.
Think one's going to turn on the other?
Think they're going to turn on Roman? I think that's going to eventually happen.
So, like, what if Cody doesn't beat Roman? Then what? Then what do they do then?
What are they going to do if Cody? Well, I don't know. This is what I kind of envision happening. Okay, Randy Orton is set to come back, right? So I'm going to say that Randy Orton costs Cody Rhodes the title tonight because there's some kind of bad blood between Rhodes and Orton because, you know, they both have prestigious wrestling families and Orton thinks he, you know, that Rhodes might have stole his spot while he was gone and stuff like that. I could see a whole angle working like that.
No, huh?
I don't know. But it also could be Cody's time. I don't know.
Who's Seth Rollins going to wrestle?
Logan Paul.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
YouTube Kenny Omega. Nice.
That's pretty that's actually pretty funny. I like that. Yeah, but I mean Logan can go though. It'll be a good match.
Yeah, Logan can go.
And then you know what I'm really liking is the Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio whole thing.
Right.
Did you see what happened? I think it was last night on SmackDown or during the Hall of Fame?
No.
So there's a group of like Latino wrestlers and I can't tell you their names. Their manager is Malakai Black's wife.
Yeah.
What's her name? Selena Vega.
Selena Vega. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rey Mysterio gave them all t-shirts, right? And you know, they're looking at it and they hold it up and they're looking like, whoa. And they turn it around. You know what the t-shirt said?
LWO.
The LWO.
Yeah.
People are going nuts for it. I had no idea the LWO was such a big deal. I just thought it was a cheesy spinoff of the NWO.
I mean, it was a spinoff.
I know, but I didn't think people like, I don't know. People loved it though.
NWO was a spinoff of the New Japan, of the Japan NWO. So, or ripoff. I'm sorry, not a spinoff, a ripoff.
No one knew that though. Like 1996 or 97, you really had to search far and wide for New Japan shit.
Yeah, the great Muda made the WWE Hall of Fame last night.
Yeah, good for him. He was wearing some kind of mask, and you know I'm not familiar with New Japan wrestling, so I don't know if I'd ever seen that mask before.
Well, he's changed it. He used to use face paint.
Oh, okay.
He used face paint young, when he was younger in his career. And he had – you need to go back and watch matches with him, Ric Flair, and Sting. You know, they're pretty damn good.
Oh, he was in WCW?
Yeah, he was in NWA. Yeah.
CW.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, bro. He's not in the Hall of Fame just for his work over in Japan. It's over here in the States, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to pull up a match card tonight. Austin Theory versus John Cena for the United States Championship.
Okay. Is that going to be the main event?
No, that's going to open the show.
That's going to open. All right.
Yeah. I don't see how John Cena wins the title. Because you would have to be pretty much a full time or at least a part time, and he's every once in a while guy.
So they're in LA, right? Hollywood. Uh-huh. So it's going to be like tons of like celebrity cameos, right?
Oh yeah.
It's going to have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it should be cool. Oh, you know, they had something called, I think it was Wale Mania or something like that. And you know that Jade Cargill from AEW?
Uh-huh.
She's friends with Naomi, who goes by Trinity Star now.
Yeah.
They should not take a picture together.
Why?
Because Jade Cargill is amazingly she's hot and beautiful. And not saying Naomi is ugly by any means, but Jade just totally outshines her.
I think Jade outshines a lot of people. far as.
Well, yeah, that is a true statement. And there's nothing against Naomi. She's, you know, beautiful in her own right. But
yeah,
still, it's wow. That wow.
Yeah, that's Jade. That's that's Mark. That's Mark's number one wrestler. He's a big fan.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know why he hates her.
She's I don't know why either. I don't know why either, but you know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna both in agreement that probably Austin Theory is going to win that.
Yeah.
Yeah. SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Big fan of the Judgment Day.
Who's the champion here? Flair?
Yeah, Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't they have a match last year?
Charlotte.
Well, one WrestleMania. Didn't they have a match during one WrestleMania and Charlotte just beat her pretty good?
I think so. You're right. I don't remember which WrestleMania that was.
I'll just say Ripley's will win this one, I guess. I don't, that's just a guess.
Charlotte Flair's title reigns are so short. Like super short.
Yeah.
But I mean that'll get her to 17 soon. That'll be a big deal. You know, when she beats her dad's record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Undisputed Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
How do you think they're going to win?
I think Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to do it.
Okay. I don't know. Somebody's got to beat him. I would go with the Usos retaining.
The only reason I say Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens is because the Usos have been tag champs for well over a year. Yeah. I think they broke the New Day's record. And you can't just beat them on a random SmackDown or Monday Night Raw or some, you know, no way out pay-per-view. It's got to be a huge one. Nothing's bigger than WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
This is the night they lose the titles, in my opinion.
Okay.
Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Seth should win this, but
you think there'll be some kind of interference or some kind of, foul play, so to speak, for Logan Paul to win.
Logan Paul's brother comes in there and knocks out Seth Rollins.
Oh, wow.
And then Logan Paul gets the win.
Could happen. Could happen. I'm just going to say Seth Rollins is going to win just because he's from the town I live in. Becky Lynch and Lita, the women's tag team champions against Trish Stratus versus Damage Control, which is Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai. Yeah.
I mean, I would go with Lita and Trish and Becky.
Okay. This is my prediction for this match. Okay. I'm gonna say that Trish Stratus costs Becky Lynch and Lita the titles, and joins Damage Control or something like that. Like she's got some underlying issues with Lita still, which will cause her to turn her back on that and turn heel.
I don't think you're gonna see turns on WrestleMania though. You know.
You don't think so?
It's just a story. That's a storyline that people are supposed to get. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You think people would get it?
That Trish and Lita have a history?
Yeah. I mean, this just seems like it would be too complicated to do. That's all.
Okay.
I just see like they want to see them win, you know?
Right.
Because if she turns on her, I mean, where are they going to go after that? Really, like nowhere.
Yeah, because then you'd think that, well, Trish isn't going to be on Raw for the next few months to play out this storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see where you could be right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at us agreeing. Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio. What do you think?
they've had a match before, right?
Not against each other, not that I know of.
Not against each other. No. I mean, I got Rey Mysterio.
Okay. I honestly think that Dominic's going to win. Dominic Mysterio, I never thought I would care about. He was such like a bubblegum generic You know, high fives with the fans, smiling everywhere. But he's this new character he's got with the Judgment Day and being with Rhea Ripley and calling her mommy and prison dom or whatever. You know, like he just does it so good, and I look forward to seeing him on Raw when he's on. And I think it makes sense for Dominic to beat his dad because his dad doesn't have anything to prove. Right. Dominic, yeah. Dominic does. That's why I'm saying Dominic wins.
Yeah.
So, oh boy. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus Viking Raiders. This is what you call a bathroom break.
Who's going to care about this match?
Absolutely no one. I think it's just letting people be on WrestleMania.
I got Street Profits.
Street Profits. Yeah, I would agree. They're the most over team in there. We'll save the best for last. Let's see here. Okay, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Oh, God, this is another bathroom break. Versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what, God. What do people have against Raquel Rodriguez?
I don't know. I don't really have anything against her, but I don't know. What does she bring to the table? I have no idea.
I don't know. She's kind of like an Amazon chick, and she's attractive, you know? I don't know what the hate she gets from. I've seen a couple matches with her. I think she's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, this Chelsea Green, Zack Ryder's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's playing a Karen-type character.
Right.
You know, that's kind of cool. So who do you think will win this?
So give me the people again.
All right. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with the most over baby face girl on here, and that's Liv Morgan. I'm just going to say they're going to give that the win.
You think she's still over? Like,
I think so.
Because I know when she was champion, nobody really gave a shit.
No. She's not believable as a SmackDown women's champion. She's just not. There's so many badass women there that could just kick the shit out of her, and people knew it. So, you know. All right, Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
That'll be a good one.
This should be a good one, I think, if Omos can move.
I guess it – I mean, I have Brock, but it probably won't happen. They'll probably give the other dude his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah. Yep, because, again, it's WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar has nothing to prove. I don't think it'll be a clean victory by any means if Omos beats Brock Lesnar. You know, because he's still got to be an intimidating force every time he comes back. I don't remember last time Brock Lesnar won a match.
Because he was always going against Roman.
Roman's
always beating him.
And he's lost to I think he lost to Seth a couple WrestleManias ago. Okay, here's a good one. Edge versus Finn Balor in Hell in a Cell.
That should be all right.
That should be good.
It should be good, yeah. I'll give it to Edge. I'll give Edge to Edge.
I'm going to give Edge his maybe his last WrestleMania moment.
Sure.
I always thought that Edge, when he came back, that he was going to win last year's WrestleMania. I think it was last year's WrestleMania. No. The year before when it was a triple threat. Remember, they put Daniel Bryan in the match?
Yeah.
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 For some reason, I thought this was before I knew they were going to go, you know, have Roman be champion forever. I was like, okay, well, Edge makes this miraculous comeback from this neck injury. He wins the Royal Rumble, main event at WrestleMania, storybook ending right here. He's going to get the title. Well, that didn't happen.
Uh-oh, no.
No. Anyway, okay, Edge versus Finn Balor. Yeah, I hope Edge wins. I like Edge. Intercontinental Championship match: Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre, three-way for the Intercontinental title.
Gunther.
Oh yeah, Gunther by a mile. Can't let that. The Intercontinental title hasn't been this prestigious in forever, so you got to keep it on him.
Yeah.
Talk about an intimidating guy, Gunther.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair versus Asuka. I think this is the most obvious outcome on the whole WrestleMania card, is that Bianca Belair is going to win.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know if there's been that much of a build-up to Bianca Belair and Asuka.
Yeah.
All right. The main event, J-Rock, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. We kind of already talked about it a little bit, but who do you think who's going to win again?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to say Cody, but it wouldn't surprise me if Roman, you know, changes the script, you know, yeah. And says, no, I'm not going to lose to him, you know, or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he retained and takes some time off and he's got to drop the titles.
Well, I've heard they might be getting a new Universal title, or maybe, you know, Roman will retire that Universal title since he's pretty much owned it for the last 2 years or whatever. Uh-huh. And maybe start new. I've heard rumors of the big gold belt being brought back. I know Triple H is a big fan of the big gold belt, which doesn't surprise me at all. So, you know, maybe that'll make a return. You know, that seems to be the everybody's favorite is the big gold belt.
Yeah, because it's the best.
I always like that winged eagle.
The big gold is way better.
Well, big gold, yeah. I guess I would agree. I guess
you got the best belts right now. If they brought back big gold, it'd go to number one. Then the AEW title would be second. But right now, AEW title's way better looking than the WWE's. Just has the big W on it, man. It looks just so generic.
I think it looks cool.
No, it doesn't look cool.
I love it.
No.
Anyway, so okay, I think now, you know, Vince McMahon is an employee of WWE again. And I don't know if he's got his hand in creative or not. I would like to think not, but I'm pretty sure we're all smart enough. We know that he's not going to be able to get out of, you know, he wants a say in creative, and he's the boss, and whatever he says will eventually go. I think he wants Roman to be champion over 1,000 days.
Man, I could see it. A lot of people, if Roman wins, a lot of people are going to be like really bummed out, and they might start turning on this whole, you know, 1,000 days and all time longest champion and stuff like that. That'll watch. Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to, what was it, Bruno Sammartino, who was champion for forever?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
I think it was a Lex Luger documentary or something like that. Remember when he was the Lex Express?
Yeah.
There's some random like taping like on a Saturday night or something like that. Vince just told him to go out with the belt, and they announced him as like the champion just to see what the the crowd response would be.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd response was like totally confused. Like, what? I thought, you know, I don't know who was Yokozuna was champion or whoever was champion. And then all of a sudden they have Lex coming out with the title. Like, he's the champion, and you guys are, what, you guys didn't know that Lex was the champion? And, like, people were so confused. There was no response to it all. And then after that, it was just like, nope, Lex is done. He can't get over. That was really weird. I don't know if you remember that or not.
You know, how many times did he push Warrior and try to get him over? You know what I mean? Like, Lex could have got over.
I don't know. So for some reason, Lex didn't. He didn't. I don't know why.
We're at 53 minutes. You want to take a break?
Oh, shit. We should probably take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Are you tired of feeling bamboozled on internet dating websites?
you hit it off with this person and go through their pictures and think, wow, they're really attractive. Only to meet up with them in real life and it's, whoa, you use a lot of filters. You have to play it off and play it cool like it doesn't bother you, but deep down you're on a date with a, and you don't know how to get out of the situation. Before any of this happens, download this app now. It's called Filter Busters. With Filter Busters, you can take any picture and scan it, and we will take all the filters off for you, and you will see how they look in real life. So, on your next date, may it be,
hey, baby, you looking hot tonight?
Download the app now, and don't be fooled by filters, idiot.
So bored. What is there for a lonely woman like me to do?
Hello there. I might have something you could be interested in.
Oh yeah?
There are hundreds of men with dad bods in your location willing to talk to you right now.
Dad bods? I love a dad bod.
Yes. The number one temptation in women right now are dad bods. Call this number, 1-888-DADBODS, and talk to a local dad bod near you.
I'm going to call right now.
Hey there, baby. You got Big Todd, the dad bod god. What you want to talk about, precious?
Todd, I heard you had a big belly.
You want to see what's underneath my shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Let me rub this big old belly on your face, honey.
Right now.
Want me to tell you some dad jokes?
Yes.
Want me to cut your grass for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Call now, 1-888-DADBODS.
Hey, yo, Paisan. There's a new pizza place in town. I'm here to tell you all about it, okay? It's called Goodfellas Pizzeria. It's former mob bosses that went on straight and narrow. And they got nothing else to do. So they want to make pies for you and your families. But don't come in here and give us no. Because we'll give you a right back at you, okay? Don't come in here and give us no mother attitude, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to come in and give us no mother attitude, okay? And don't come in here ordering pineapple on a mother pie, okay? My mother didn't come from the god old country to have some pencil neck geek order pineapple on a mother pie. Don't go on the internet giving us bad reviews either. We will find you and we will break your mother head, okay? We will take you in the alley and break your mother head. All right, enjoy the pies there. Goodfellas. You.
Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further, I have the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
Well, yeah, welcome back to the Makeup Power Hour.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your break?
Yeah, I did. I wish it was longer.
Great.
Let's talk about Lex for a minute.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You watch his biography or whatever I did too. I think when he was going on the Lex Express and he had all these cameras around him all the time, I think that's what made him kind of pissy. And it kind of gave him a bad attitude about stuff. Yeah, he didn't like that at all. So it might have came out in the arenas when he's like making appearances and stuff, you know, you can sometimes get a read on people if they're, you know, irritated or agitated. You know, Vince might have saw that too and thought, well, you know, he wouldn't make a good champion.
Yeah, that could be. And, you know, I think Vince so badly wanted him to be the next Hulk Hogan. He had the look, you know, and the body and the hair and everything like that, but he just didn't have the personality.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of hate, honestly. But I like this work in the ring, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The torture rack, man, like that's a good submission move.
Yeah, you've advocated for that to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why it hasn't. I don't know.
I think they said someone was doing it, but they don't do it as much. I think Powerhouse Hobbs did it a few times, and then it just kind of stopped. But, yeah, I need to bring it back and bring back the Steiner recliner.
The Steiner recliner?
Yeah.
Rick Steiner's in trouble.
Yeah, from what I heard today, yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know why you would just do that to somebody, but, you know, that's maybe who knows. Who knows what's going on with those guys?
So, what do you have on the menu tonight for WrestleMania?
Oh, I've got some grilled chicken stir fry.
That sounds horrible.
What do you mean that sounds horrible?
That's not something that you prepare to watch something like WrestleMania or Super Bowl or whatever.
What do you mean to have? You mean to have chips and dip, sour cream and onion with ruffles? Is that that's what you mean to have?
I have that. That's going to be on my menu.
That's not me. I don't do that. I'll snack on some almonds, maybe.
I have that. I got some chips and dip. I got you ever seen like those you go in the frozen pizza aisle and see like a 4-pack of Tostinos?
Yeah.
I got those. Want to cut those up like little, you know, finger foods and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Michael won't be doing that. I gotta go see a movie tonight too, so I'm gonna be watching a little bit on delay.
I got beer. And what movie are you gonna see? John Wick 4?
No, Creed 3.
Oh.
Yeah, Creed 3. Yeah, my woman might be obsessed with Michael B. Jordan. which you know it's fine and all, but I look nothing like Michael B. Jordan. So it's kinda like, how do you like
him? I thought maybe that's why you tried to dye your hair.
No. Nope. Oh God, that's so funny.
You got the same name, right, Michael?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I just told her, like, you just must really like guys named Michael.
So I did watch Terrifier 2. I bought that movie on digital download.
How was it?
I mean, I like stuff like that. So,
ugh.
I mean, do I always watch stuff like that? No, but with Terrifier, I know what I'm getting into. I know what it's about. So
right.
Yeah, it was decent. I like the gore. You know?
I just think those actors make like $20 making that movie.
Probably. You need to watch the first. Do you watch the first one though? Right.
I did, and it grossed me out. Yuck.
Yeah. I think the first one was better, but.
Oh God! What do you mean it's better? Like more gore in the first one?
Yeah, like the kill scenes and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I will never forget that scene where he cuts that chick down.
Yeah, we seen.
Oh
it.
My
seen
God! It. I will never forget that. Ever.
We've seen it.
Oh, this puts a yucky feeling in my stomach.
So other than that, I haven't really watched like any good movies lately. Like the ones we've been trying to watch is like we just kind of get let down. So I don't know.
I can't remember that movie. I don't remember what movie I've seen last. I have no idea. I've just been watching South Park. That's pretty much all I watch. So anyway. What's going on in AEW?
No, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You watch Dynamite.
Once in a while. I think we had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kind of burned out on it.
Right. Like I told you that I have not watched Raw or SmackDown for a while.
Yeah.
Right. And you were kind of saying how you were kind of burnt out on Dynamite too. It happens. I mean, maybe WrestleMania will be so good. I'll be like, oh shit. All right. They got me again. But
you know. I don't know. Last year last year's WrestleMania was kind of underwhelming, and everybody's at like it was the greatest thing ever. I'm like, no, it was not. It was not great.
The Roman Brock Lesnar match?
There's like one. Was that the one where he took the tractor?
No, that was SummerSlam.
Okay. All right. I mean, there was a few good matches here and there. It wasn't like worth 2 days of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got to be 2 days or it would be 10 hours long and the crowd would be so dead.
Well, just do better matches. Like those kamikaze matches that you mentioned, those four men teams and four, they're just doing it just to put them on the card.
Maybe that's the pre-show.
It might be.
Yeah.
So the AEW, they still having that CM Punk drama and it's just childish as hell right now.
Yeah.
I think they signed Paige. I guess we talked about that. Did we talk about that?
Oh yeah, Paige. Paige started like a female NWO group.
Yeah, with Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
Tony Storm.
Right.
Yeah, and actually Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter, they're baby faces now, I think.
Are they really?
I think so.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Do you like Saraya in AEW? I mean, are you just like, eh?
I'm just like, eh. But, you know, she does have a following.
Yeah, she does.
She's got a pretty big following. She's dating some dude in a band. That's a pretty big band. So.
She would date a guy in a band.
Have you seen the dude?
No.
Well, check him out.
Who is the guy?
He's pretty like a controversial figure in the heavy metal world.
Why is he controversial?
Because he's got a big mouth, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I think I heard about that. I can't remember what opinion he had that was so like controversial, but.
Well, I think it's one of his opinions was he needs their laptops and computers to make music at a concert.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and then I saw Daniel Bryan turned heel again.
Yeah, rejoined the Blackpool Combat Club.
I didn't know he left that group.
I didn't know he did either.
I feel like AEW has fallen off with you.
It's just they need to. Okay, they brought the Elite back. All right. And now they just got to bring so they have to re-sign FTR so they can beat the Bucks. But the Bucks don't want to lose them. That's why they, you know, pass the titles on to the Gun Club.
Right.
And so this week they're having a match. And if FTR loses, then they leave the company, which means they've signed with WWE, right?
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what they've done. So that'll be telling. If they win, then they stay. If they lose, then you know they sign back with WWE.
That will be interesting. When is this match supposed to happen?
I think Dynamite next week.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. So, and then, like, they're trying to smooth over the CM Punk thing and stuff like that. And, they said they're really close to coming back. He's wanting to come back, and it was close. And then he posted that shit on IG.
Right. He can't help it. He can't help himself. He self-destructs every time. He can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, if it was close to going back to the promotion, like I wouldn't, you know, say any bull crap like that. But
no,
I just don't know why you would just purposely do that.
He called Jericho a stooge. That's pretty much all I remember what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, John Moxley didn't want to lose to him.
Yeah.
Right.
But he did.
Yeah, he did. That was like a squash match, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one was a squash. Yep.
Who won that squash match?
Moxley.
Moxley squashed CM Punk.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. He squashed him.
Yeah. And there was something to do with John Moxley was like basically a free agent, and he could have walked into SummerSlam with the AEW title.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it was something like that, but he didn't, obviously. But I guess he could have. Might have been a big deal. So, anyway, well, tonight should be fun. Tomorrow night should be fun. I really hope to God that Roman beats Cody Rhodes. I do not want to have to put up with people saying an AEW guy beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Beat him any other night if he wants to, but not at WrestleMania. Are we clear?
Yeah. I mean, if it does happen, if it does happen, you just jump on Cody's jock and be like, oh my God, he's so amazing. He's so awesome.
Well, he is a lot better now than he's.
And I have, we got recorded digital proof, audio proof of you slamming this dude, saying so horrible. He's never going to be good. This he was never going to do this and that. And here he is doing this and that.
But you know what? You know what I figured out? I've gotten older and wiser. Is that he was so far and above the indie guys in AEW. Like, he just seemed out of place. Everything he did was just WWE. And they were trying to be so anti-WWE in AEW, doing all this weird stuff, smaller guys, indie guys, and God knows what. But, you know, Cody Rhodes just wrestled like he was in WWE, and he just didn't look like he fit in AEW, and he just didn't look good.
Well, I mean, you know, taking shots at WWE was like his idea too, right? You know, like, he had that throne and had the sledgehammer and hit the throne with it.
Right. And then
not just all their ideas, it was his idea also.
And isn't it funny how Triple H could be the guy deciding whether or not he is the guy that's going to decide whether Cody wins the title tomorrow night or not?
No, that's Vince. Vince has a say in that.
Well, he does. But, I mean, as far as like official titles go, he's head of creative, Triple H.
Yeah, but Vince has veto power over anything that gets, you know, booked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Especially that in that situation, you know?
Yeah, so, right.
So,
all right.
We'll see. Maybe Roman pulls a Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, and says, that's not going to work for me, brother.
That's not going to work for me, brother.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that would be cool. I'd love it. Anyway, so, hey, have we said it all?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We should probably do a show every week until probably Christmas to make up for all the weeks that we've missed.
Well,
how's that sound, J-Rock?
I don't know. Every week. I was thinking about this would be our last show.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, our last show forever, for good.
let's put the poll that you can't put a poll on that.
I signed an exclusive contract with another podcast, so I'm going to be doing
it. Oh, are you? Okay. All right.
I'll be doing a podcast with I think it was the Brawl Out Network or something.
The Brawl Network.
Yeah.
Tell me how that goes. I'll be interested. I'm gonna be a listener to your show.
Yeah, maybe you can come on and be a guest one day.
I could be a guest on the Brawl Network's wrestling program.
Yeah. No, boy. For real. This is our last show ever. I'm done.
You're done.
We're done. We're finished.
This is it.
We're
this through. Is this is kaput.
We're gonna start a TikTok channel.
A TikTok channel?
Yeah.
I don't like TikTok.
Yeah, it's not what I heard.
It's not what you heard. Listen, folks, don't worry. This isn't our last show. I won't let it be the last show.
This is our last show. You know why? Because it's April Fool's.
Oh, you got me. I was like, J-Rock, why would you say this on the show? Why? You know I can't cry on the show, like, with you quitting and begging you. That'd be weird.
You know, so, like, basically all me and my chick do now is, like, just go through and watch TikToks on the couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was telling her, she's like, we should do a food reviews or something. Everybody's doing food reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing a food. It's like everybody with a podcast now. So, I said, look, I want to put a spin on it, you know? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, every meal that you cook for me, I'll do a food review on it, you know, and like make it funny, even though, hey, these, you know, mashed potatoes are undercooked, you know, or stuff like that, you know, like I give this meal 2 stars out of 5.
That might actually work.
She didn't agree to it. She just thought that it was a bad idea. I'm like, it's gold. It would be awesome.
Even though it'd be staged.
Yeah, it'd be staged. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She should go with it. If she listened to the show, do it.
No, she'll think I get too personal, you know.
Oh.
It's like okay. I find a hair in the food and be like, send it back. Send it. This is why I don't get freaked out if I find a hair in my food, right?
Right.
Because like she's got long dark hair and she sheds a lot, so like most time I'll find a hair in my food here and there, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't freak out. I don't freak out about it.
I don't freak out about it if I'm at home, like when my wife had long hair, or she still has long hair, and like I'm the same way, like. It happens. Just pull it out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I was eating at your house, I'd find a gold hair.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh my God, you're so funny.
So I got an actual record player in stand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had this other shelf that I had bare. I put it back upstairs and put the rest of my wrestling figures on it.
Oh, how's that look? You haven't posted a picture of that,
have you? No, I haven't. I haven't yet. But it was the first shelf was like really getting like overflowing. So I had to put the up here and kind of get the other stuff off of it in it. So yeah, it looks like a nerd. Looks like a nerd pad.
Oh, post a picture of that or send me a picture of it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything else, I don't think.
I mean, you got a new girlfriend. You want to give her a shout out for putting up with your bullshit?
Yeah. Hi, Megan. How you doing?
Her name's Megan.
Her name's Megan, yep.
Griffin?
Megan Griffin. Yes, that's her name. Meg Griffin. Yes. Right. No, yeah, she's great. We have a great time.
Is it the Stallion?
Oh, shit. Those white pants. Oh, my God. Am I right?
Yeah. So, you know, my chick watches her videos on YouTube like all the time. So, I watch them as well.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. You know, it's like my new girlfriend is, like, I've told you a little bit about her. Like, she's super fit. Like she works out like a banshee. She's like six pack and all that stuff, and she's rich. Like rich.
She's loaded,
and if I hope she doesn't listen to it, she'll hate me saying that, but it's like I was like some of the things she says, and I'm just like, you realize like you're like way up here, right? And I was like, you are batting way below like where you probably should be with me. Like I'm a divorced father of 4, so you know.
So was she ever married?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay. So she's a divorcee. Yeah. She got kids?
Yes. Yes. She has two older kids.
She got two kids. So you got like maybe a Brady Bunch situation coming
on. Well, she's got her kids are ready to almost like one kid's in college and one's ready to, he's going to be a senior in high school next year. So.
Oh, so he can mess you up. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a big weightlifter too, and everything like that. So it's like, shit, I gotta be careful.
I mean,
hey, you sleeping with my mom? Hell no, I'm not. Hell no.
Yeah, you're a big weightlifter too.
Well, you know what? You know what? I forgot to tell you this. I tore my shoulder labrum.
You tore what?
My shoulder labrum.
Uh huh. That's not good.
And it's not good.
No.
I mean, I'm still able to lift. Mm-hmm. I can't bench press now to save my life.
Yeah.
Like I was up to 250 Hey, but for me, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
250 is pretty good. You know, I'm 6'1", 190 some pounds. That's, you know, I'm doing okay. But now, like, if I can get 135 five times, I feel like I'm doing good.
Well, you know, I got some information for you.
Okay.
And you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse.
What do you mean it gets worse?
It gets worse.
No.
Yes.
Well, listen, the shoulder tear that I got could happen to anybody. It doesn't matter what age.
I'm telling you. I've told you this before. The older you get, your body breaks down. You're like, no, fuck it. I eat nuts and yogurt. My body's fucking natural. No, it gets worse, dude. You're going to get hurt. You're going to keep getting hurt. It's going to keep happening. I'm telling you. This is the end product because I've given up because all I did was get hurt towards the end. So now I just don't give a shit. So I'm telling you right now that you can eat all the berries and all the nuts and fruits that you want. It's still going to happen. You're still going to stretch a fucking tendon. You're going to tear it or something. And you're not going to be able to lift jack shit.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. I'm rehabbing it, you know. And, you know, young professional athletes get hurt all the time.
Yeah, well, they're not 40. But
like Cody Rhodes, I don't know how old he is. He tore his pec while
he's not 40, dude. He ain't 40.
I know, but he still got hurt lifting weights. You know what I'm saying?
But they have access to like steroids and all kinds of stuff to help them heal up faster. God, they got top-notch doctors to do surgeries on, and you got some doctor out there in a cornfield wanting to rub a shuck on you to make your shoulder feel better.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey.
No,
but give me the steroids. I want steroids.
But seriously, I'm telling you, the older you get, it gets worse. Your body starts breaking down. That's just the truth. Father Time waits for nobody.
I know that. But you know, this is the first injury that I've had in a very long time from lifting weights.
I don't get injured. I keep my body in great shape. So, you know, I train these young kids at work and stuff, and people come and go, you know, but like, I don't try to play ball with any of these kids anymore, especially basketball, because it's just so past me now. It's so gone. Like,
you're
these
so
kids,
washed.
These kids, I'm so washed. These kids take like this Euro fucking step and like they're traveling every time. I'm like, you cannot dribble the ball at the free throw line and take like a jump and then like three Euro steps, man. You can't do that. That's a travel. Right. These kids think it's freaking clean.
Oh yeah, basketball's ruined.
It's not clean, it's the travel,
right? Yeah, well, but, you know, they see the NBA players do it all the time.
I decided, you know, if I see people working there outside shooting around, so I'll shoot around, but I ain't trying to go full court. I ain't trying to do that stuff. I'm not doing none of it.
Full court is just too much.
Yes.
My cardio in the wintertime goes way down. So I full court basketball right now, probably I could do it, but I wouldn't enjoy it too much. Summertime, I ramp it up. You know, I got to get my body, beach body ready.
Yeah. I do a lot of steps at work.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. I do a crap ton of steps, but you know, I just decided it's over. So I'm just going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, I might be going to Hawaii in January, so unless, like, you know, I really do the cardio stuff so I can have the full-blown six-pack and stuff like that to show off, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, if your chick's, like, a fit, and if she's, like, a fitness instructor or something, you know, you can't get fat and let yourself go.
No,
Because she'll leave you.
She will leave me. I won't blame her.
She will leave you.
You can't have a person with a hot body like that be with a big dad bod type thing. It's just not going to work.
I mean, it would work, but
I would feel inadequate.
Because that's the only thing that you know.
What?
Working out, being fit.
Yeah, being fit,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this woman, like, you know, she's, you know, more of a motivator for me to keep doing it.
Yeah, well, that's good. You need motivation. Definitely need motivation to be a better podcaster. So,
hey, I'm down for a show every day of the week. I don't know what it'd be like. Hey, how was your day? It was all right. Blah blah. Blah. Okay, that's enough. You know. So. Right. So, boy, this is What is it? This is probably our third year we've been doing this.
I don't know. Yeah.
Man. I mean, we're not consistent anymore, but you know, we still crank a couple out a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And maybe one of these days we can do a show when I actually have an extra phone. We can do call-ins again.
Yeah, do some call-ins. That'd be nice. I know.
Call-ins are fun. They are fun.
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. I'll put this. Right. We'll put the show out later. I'm not trying to do it right now.
Don't make me wait too long. I love hearing my voice.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. And your voice.
Listen to old episodes, I guess.
Oh, no. I don't do that. Anyway, I hope everybody enjoys WrestleMania. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode of the Mega Power Hour. And we'll be back. You know, we'll see. We'll see when we'll be back, but we will be back.
We will be back.
All right, J-Rock. You have a good one, buddy.
All right, you too. Thanks, everybody.